The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend
lost his life. Well, I'd love to plug that. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eye. What a lyric. What a songwriter. Hank Williams Jr. Oh, boy, I hope he's healthy and going strong. This is the Trump Phenomenon radio show, Going Strong, along with Donald Trump. 6'3", 215 pounds, in this corner, in the black trunks, Donald John Trump, alias the Destroyer. Anyway, that's what he weighed in, 6'3", 215 at the weigh-in at the Fulton County Jail, and that is exactly the heavyweight champion Muhammad Ali's weight and height. This is James Kelso. I'm not telling you how tall I stand or how much I weigh in at, but it's not the heavyweight division, in height or weight. It's September 1st, and 2023. What else can I tell you? The show is live. You're welcome to call in. Down in Round Rock, Texas, that's where they're going to pick up the phone at 512-248-8252. Let us begin. The news, again, is all good. How many nights have we had of bad news? We had bad news on election night. Not election night. Election night looked great in 2020. Trump had won. Clearly, he'd won. That's what my flag says on my front porch right now. Trump won. Oh, I'll tell you, that gives left-wingers the heebie-jeebies. They can't stand that flag. I had one stolen off my front porch. Now, that takes stones in North Dakota to steal a Trump flag off of somebody's front porch, you got a, you've got to have a willingness to skate on mighty thin ice to do that in North Dakota. But I've worked on that one. I've got a lit up door camera right on my front door now, and I've got spotlights on my front porch, multicolored spotlights to change colors. And I just put a, get this, as another security measure on my front lawn, right in front of my Trump flag, I dropped a 1,000-pound granite stone. A granite boulder that weighs 1,000 pounds. Beautiful. It's right in front of my Trump One flag. So you got to go, you got to get past the 1,000-pound granite boulder and then go up my steps and then put yourself in my camera and then cross your fingers, buddy. If you're going to try to lift my Trump flag out of the stanchion. Anyway, and I got a couple of them on my front porch, left and right. So here we are. This is the Trump Phenomenon radio show. Where should we begin? And of course, you're welcome to call in at any time. The, you know, we are seeing a dearth of Trump rallies right now, I would say. And the reason, one reason, I would say, is that the lawfare against Donald Trump is exacting a toll. It, I mean, imagine the time of the president that is wasted by this lawfare. But boomerang time. All of the lawfare has boomeranged so badly for the communists that, what the heck? We lose a rally here, we lose a rally there, but every time they compel, these attorneys general, they compel Donald Trump to appear for their, for the mug shot. Ooh, that mug shot. And what happens? Donald Trump's numbers go up, up, up. And the one of the groups of people that is now becoming enamored of Donald Trump is black males. Yes, that's right. Black guys are looking at the way Donald Trump is being treated, and they're going, hey, I recognize that. I recognize that. And they're going, hey, Donald Trump is a bro. He's a bro. He's one of us. I'm going to vote for him. And of course, the people trying to put, you know, it's a perfect equation. They identify with Donald Trump, and then they also identify the Biden crowd as being the people who are putting, trying to put Donald Trump. This is not neutral. These are not actual neutral enforcers of the law who are these prosecutors. They're all Biden people. They're all communists. So these black folks who have heretofore voted quite regularly for whoever the hell the Democrats put out there, they're going, you know what? Not so much. Not so much this time. We're going to vote for the guy that they are putting up against the measurement bar and getting a mugshot of him. So that's kind of neat. And, you know, different groups of people. Donald Trump, this is the boomerang factor, is what I'm talking about. Donald Trump is just scaring the hell out of them. Everything they do backfires. All right, so that's our starting thought there. And let us go to the man himself and begin our nightly journey through Trump's messaging to us in this Donald Trump fireside chat. And so here's his most recent post put up today. And you'll notice it's on the lawfare. So he's thinking about it. It took him a while to write this post. In the New York State Attorney General Letitia James case, I was targeted, given no jury, no extensions, no commercial division. I think that means that His case should have been handled as a commercial case, if handled at all, not a criminal one. No constitutional rights, no anything. The Democrat judge hates Trump with a passion. The thing I have is a great case based on phenomenal numbers that show a net worth billions of dollars more than she viciously and falsely claimed, very little debt, big cash, a powerful disclaimer clause, paid off loans, no defaults, happy banks, great assets. I was defamed by New York State election interference. Now that's a great statement there from the president, because and I you know it's a wonderful bonus, because with all the warfare, the lawfare they've waged against Donald Trump, I would be perfectly understanding if he was financially crushed, if his businesses were in wreckage, if he was in trouble with his lenders at the banks, if he was loaded with debt, out of cash, I would understand. And I wouldn't hold it against him. I mean, with all that campaign against you, of course, you would expect it. But no, we get a bonus here, a cherry on top. It turns out he's got billions. He's got no defaults. Now, he can't say that unless it's true. No defaults. No is means zero. He's got happy banks. If he had some unhappy banks, they could speak up. He's got great assets. His loans are paid off. And here's one, a powerful disclaimer clause. I don't know what he's referring to there. But those are always good. So there you go. Nice. That's his most recent post. I'm liking it. All right. And here's his prior post. Truth Social is a hotbed of support for Trump as legal hits keep coming. And this article is written by Summer Lane. Donald Trump very much favors articles by Summer Lane, a writer at the Right Side Broadcasting Network. Kind of a little similar in sound to Republic Broadcasting Network. And here's what she says. Truth Social has offered overwhelming support and encouragement to President Donald Trump over the past few days. After the 45th president faced arrest in Fulton County, Georgia, and the subsequent public release of his mugshot, the free speech social media platform, which was kickstarted by Trump himself in early 2022, it's just a year ago, a year and a half, has become a popular alternative to big tech platforms like Facebook, boo, X, boo, and Instagram, more boos. Over the weekend, President Trump utilized his Truth Social account to share memes and words of support for his 2024 campaign to reclaim the White House from users who often reply to the president's posts online, and from users who often broadcast his social media platform on a radio show. Oh, that's what we're doing, isn't it? On Monday, Trump posted a comment on the platform highlighting his preference for using Truth Social. He stated, and here's the quote, "I believe that Truth Social is the greatest and hottest form, system, and platform of communication in America and indeed the world today. That's why I use it. There is nothing that comes even close." Triple exclamation mark. So what do we hear from that? We hear that Donald Trump is in it for the duration at Truth Social. The president's comment comes just a few days after he posted a photo of his Fulton County mugshot on X, marking the first time he had returned to the X platform, formerly known as Twitter, since he was banned from the site in 2021. Remember that? Banned. In 2022, current X owner Elon Musk lifted the ban. smart move by Musk. And he was hoping, of course, to get Trump back in there. So far, it hasn't worked. If Trump jumped back into Twitter to the detriment of Truth Social, he would be making for Elon Musk maybe billions of dollars. Yeah, you could say billions, for sure, billions. And get this, you may have missed it on a previous show. Donald Trump got back into the list of the top 400 Americans in wealth, put there by Forbes 400. And they specified why they put him back on their list. They do this rating themselves. Obviously, they don't go for people's own self-appraisal of what they claim to be worth. They do a profile, an analysis of their wealth. And they said Trump deserves to be back on the top 400 list because his wealth has grown so much due to one thing, Truth Social. Truth Social has paid off so big for Donald. It's billions. It's worth billions. So well done, Mr. President. And here we are right here. We're building it up right here. Trump has concentrated his social media use on Truth Social, noting last Thursday, quote, "I love Truth Social. It is my home." The president's four indictments this year has spurred an outpouring of support among Americans nationwide. The Trump campaign has reportedly raked in a massive $7.1 million since the president's mugshot was released last Thursday night. Nice. Okay. Very good. From Summer Lane. All right, and that was more good news. Now, this good news, the president is really putting a lot of this stuff up because it's important. Think about the alternative. What if these posts were not available? Okay, what if Donald Trump was just, suppose right now, just for giggles, let's just suppose Donald Trump was leading Ron DeSantis, 38% to 29% in popularity. Imagine how different that would feel. Now, by the way, a year ago, there were numbers, in that range. And then all of the Never Trumpers were saying, oh, man, look, he's weak, he's weak. Oh, he's going down. But that's not what's happened. He's gone up. And Ron DeSantis says, gone down, and how low can you go, Ron DeSantis? We're finding out he can go very low. He can spread those legs, per the liberal formula, spread those legs, arch that back, and go under the limbo stick. So here's some new numbers here. We'll do these numbers. I'll go back to them here in just a brief moment. Yeah, I've got multiple keyboards here. I have quite a broadcast studio here, and I just upgraded my cable today, which was important for this show because all of this has to go through that little copper wire. So here we are, and everything's going to be better for all of us, folks, because of that upgrade that I just did for myself. We'll be right back.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like it should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be. I went through life, my ways were fast, and many times I played.
We're talking about the polls as we went to this break.
A man is hard to be.
And
any man can be a fool.
Of course, the president's putting up these polls. And I'm asking you to imagine, what if the dreams of the Never Trumpers had come true of a year ago? And Donald Trump were, you know, neck and neck with some of these clowns, the Never Trumpers. What if, you know, that could have happened, and our world would be very different. And so these numbers are important. The fact that Trump is thumping them with enormous, massive, insurmountable leads, this is very important. This has to happen. It had to go this way. If they had a chance to finish off Trump with numbers that weren't dominating, they would do it. He has to have crushing numbers. Trump has said this about voting itself. We have to crush the Democrats. We have to crush the Democrat Party. If it's close, they will win by cheating. If it were close, Trump over DeSantis, they would win by cheating with their media. Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski would, and their friends would make sure that they finished off Trump. So these huge leads from Trump are important, and that they are growing larger is important. So here we have, here are some of the latest numbers. They are awfully, awfully good. Let's share a few of them. And we're finding out how low can Ron DeSanctimonious or any of the others, how low can they go?
Every limbo boy and girl all around the limbo world gonna do the limbo rock all around the limbo block. Jackie limbo, Jackie quick, Jack go
on the limbo stick
all around the limbo block. Now hey, let's
do the limbo rock. Hoo, 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 hoo.
Limbo lower now.
Lower.
Limbo lower now.
Lower.
Low, can you go?
Very low.
First you spread your limbo feet.
Spread your legs.
Then you move your limbo feet.
Then move your feet.
Limbo ankle, limbo knee. Bend back like a limbo.
Bend back.
Jack me, limbo,
jack me quick.
Jack go
under limbo stick.
All around the limbo clock.
Hey, let's do the limbo rock. Okay. Oh, just having a little bit of fun there with the limbo. The limbo boys and the limbo girls. So here's a poll here. Let's look at some of these. Here's a wonderful one. Illinois, state of Illinois. Here's the latest poll from Illinois. We'll have several of these. The top contender against Trump is DeSantis at 10%. Just barely made it out of one digit. Trump's at 53%. And I remember there are like a dozen of them here. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 candidates. So Trump at 53, DeSantis at 10, then Nikki Haley at 6, the equally pathetic Chris Christie at 6, just as bad Mike Pence, 5, Tim Scott, not impressed with him from South Carolina, 5, then Vivek Ramaswamy, at 5. So Ramaswamy, who would have ever thought you'd be hearing of a guy named Vivek Ramaswamy who'd be neck and neck with Mike Pence? The embarrassing governor of North Dakota. I can't even remember his first name. This is my state, and I'm very active. What is Burgum's first name? He's such a zero, you can't remember his first name. Is it Doug? It might be Burgum, 1%, and then Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas, equally embarrassing. Arkansas can be very ashamed, 1%. So that's it. Ain't got nothing. There is nothing there. There is no challenge. This is like the what was the Yankee team that had Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig on it at the same time? Was it 1927? What year was that? That they were just, and it was called Murderer's Row. This is like Murderer's Row going up against a little league team. It's not even decent. So this is not a primary. This is not a contest. There is no contest, and that's what we needed. All right, let's go to another one. I'm just reading these from the president. He's putting them up. He realizes this same thing, or I'm realizing it because he's telling it to me. Here's the national. How are they doing on the national scene? This is the latest poll. And remember, these polls, with very few exceptions, are skewed to the left. So whatever poll a right-winger achieves in the national scene, the right-winger will generally outperform that poll. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Because I stand here beside you today. I have stood in the flames that cremated my brain, and I didn't once flinch or shake. Works.
Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose.
But got all right, well, here we are. We're back here at the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, and I was just noticing during the break here, you know, we've got check out your republicbroadcasting.org page, and you'll see you can get your you know, your naturally raised beef, pork, and chicken. There you go. I knew I'd think of it from sponsors on the front page of Republic Broadcasting. But you can also get your gold and silver, for those of you that happen to have some money. And I'm just looking here. Silver is strong. At 20, the spot price today is $24.40 an ounce. And that's that is both a strong position in the trend as it's gone back. Those of you who got into silver, you've done well. It's also a strong position. This is just me talking. No financial advice given here. I think it's a great buying opportunity for those of you who didn't get in, because I think silver is going to go up and I think gold is going to go up. And the promotion you'll hear in some of your ads on Republic Broadcasting make the point that the best reason to get into either gold or silver is not to make money, but to preserve the value of your money. So to switch from paper or debt or credit to bullion, and it's a way of preserving the value of your wealth. And so that's a good sponsor to have. And so consider that. Think about it. It's not hard. It's not hard to buy gold or silver, and you just have to have some of that paper. If you happen to have some of that paper lying about, then you can use it to buy, to trade it in for some gold or some silver. And I think you're going to do fine. That's just my personal opinion. All right. So now let's go back to some of these wonderful polls. And let's get to the president here. Here he is with 6.41 million followers. And we went through one poll, which was very good and should make you very glad. Illinois, very good. Here's one for the state of Mississippi. Now, in Mississippi, here's the lineup here. Donald Trump, 61%. DeSantis, unusually strong for DeSantis. He's at 22%. Then the execrable Chris Christie at 6%. Pathetic Nikki Haley at 3%. Equally pathetic Asa Hutchinson at 2%. Mike Pence, of course, bringing up the rear at 2%. And he is a horse's rear, is he not? And Tim Scott at 2%. And then sad for Vivek Ramaswamy. Come on, Mississippi, you can do better than this. Ramaswamy is, you know, he's said a few good things. He's probably kind of faking it. I don't think Vivek, I have a sneaking suspicion Vivek Ramaswamy is a bit of an opportunist. And his original insight is that, hey, the Trump message wins. And if I want to win, or let's say vault to prominence, that they'll put it that way. So Vivek Ramaswamy has achieved that. He has made himself a prominent person. He has made himself a household name. I would never have noticed Vivek Ramaswamy. Were it not for this insight by him that echoing the Trump message will get you attention, good attention, and it has. But he's at 2% in Mississippi. So Mississippi's a little behind the curve on that. Let's look at another one here. Let's look at Iowa. Trump at 44%, DeSantis at 18%, Haley at 10%, Scott at 7%, Ramaswamy at 7%. New Hampshire, Trump at 41%, DeSantis at 11%, Haley at 9%, Ramaswamy at 9%. Scott at 5 and Christie at 5. Notice there's no Mike Pence in there. No Mike Pence in the Iowa one either. What happened, Mike? What happened? You're a Midwesterner from Indiana. What the hell happened, Mike Pence? You should be doing well in Iowa. You've already been there. You've already campaigned in Iowa in 2016. They folks in Iowa know you. Apparently they don't like you. Let's see here. How bad does it have to get before any of these clowns exit the clown car? How low can they go? Let's look at this one. Here's a good one. Let's look at this article here. Let me bring it up. And President Trump is the only one. So, see, I'm not the only one. Apparently my Kelso's pom-pom waving cheering for Donald Trump has caught on. I'm not the only one waving the pom-poms anymore. Or I never was, but I mean, there seem to be more of us now. President Trump is the only one who can save this rapidly declining nation. This is an essay on the Right Side Broadcasting Network website by Elad Hakim. No idea who Elad Hakim is, but this looks pretty good. He says, America is spiraling downward, and there is only one person who can change the direction this nation is heading. That person is President Donald J. Trump. Joe Biden and the Democrats are policing Americans. The United States of America is unrecognizable. Joe Biden and the Democrats have morphed the country from a democratic republic to a police state where they control the media, some of the courts, damn near all of them, I say, and the Justice Department. To an extent, they also control the constitutional rights and liberties that Americans are permitted to exercise, and those that are unenforceable and punishable by way of criminal prosecution. The police state is in full force and effect. Let that sink in case you had any doubts about it. The police state is in full force and effect. The Biden administration is again considering vaccine and or mask mandates due to a, quote, new, unquote, COVID strain. Left-wing prosecutors and a weaponized Department of Justice have indicted Trump and those affiliated with him in various left-wing and anti-Trump jurisdictions solely because they fear the real possibility that he will be reelected. In doing so, various Democrats, left-wing prosecutors, and some judges have ignored or disregarded such things as the right to due process, the right of a criminal defendant to prepare a defense, the First Amendment, the right to assemble, the right to challenge an election, the attorney-client privilege, the Presidential Records Act, the Voting Rights Act, and other such laws, rights, and privileges. Their goal is clear. Control the White House, the courts, and judiciary, including the Supreme Court, which they want to pack, the justice system, the Department of Justice, and both chambers of Congress. The left also seeks to unilaterally determine what constitutional and other such rights people are permitted to exercise. Trump is the only one who can save America. Trump is the only person who can simultaneously withstand. Now listen to this. You've got to have somebody up on the high wire who can do both of these things. He is the only person who can simultaneously withstand this onslaught, forcefully and effectively push back and get things done. His persistence, intelligence, leadership, toughness, and tremendous clout and following terrify those who are seeking to destroy him and his movement. With a nation like the person that stole the flags off my front porch, that person must be terrified of Donald Trump. I mean, to take that off my porch, I take stones, folks. Stones or stupidity. Or both. Oh, wait, what's that Texas flag? Come and get it. Come and get it, sucker. Can't wait for that guy to try to come and get it. It might be a chick. Who knows? Stupidity is not, you know, limited to men. With the nation in decline and with the formation of a police state well underway, America does not have the time or the luxury to, quote, teach someone the ropes. So true. There is no time for a learning curve. This guy, Hakeem, has got it. He's got it. Other candidates pale in comparison. Out of the entire pool of Republican candidates, only Trump has been president. And that counts for something, doesn't it? The guy's actually been president. You know, he puts his head on the pillow at night, says goodnight to Melania. He can go over in his mind what he did at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. He's been there, done that. He is the only person with the proven level of experience needed for the difficult job ahead. The only person who can point to a successful record as president. Think about that. Think how much does that count for? His brilliant presidency. How much does that count for? Let's see. I'm going to skip some of this, which kind of temporizes the question. Trump cannot trust some within his own party. While Trump continues to promote his America First agenda and fight for all Americans, and that's what those black Americans are realizing, he's fighting for you. He's fighting for me. He's fighting for a justice system. He's fighting for me. Some other Republicans, including some current candidates, have taken it upon themselves to fight against Trump. How dumb can you get? How low can you go? For example, some seek to remove his name from the ballot in various states. Can you say treason? Others seem to be waiting and hoping that the politicized and weaponized indictments will lead to Trump's downfall and cause him to withdraw from the race. At the same time, while Trump is being persecuted by way of multiple prosecutions, House Republicans have failed. They have failed to defund or impeach. You know, the House Republicans, folks, have complete power of the purse. They can take those prosecuting federal offices, which are financed entirely by legislation solely authorized in the House of Representatives, and they can take their budget to zero. They can take it to zero. How long will those prosecutions last when their budget is zero? Yeah, that's right. Republicans have got to get the message here. You got to fight tough. You've got to fight. That's right. Take it to zero. Trump is the only one who has consistently fought for and on behalf of the American people and who is not beholden to special interest groups or the Washington, D.C. swamp. Trump stays the course, remains true to his cause, and fights for the American people. Unlike many or all, I like all, other Republican candidates, Trump need not pretend to be who he is not for fear of upsetting those in the swamp, rhinos, big donors, or establishment Republicans. Rather, he is motivated by what is best for America and for the American people and acts accordingly. Let's see. I'm going to see. What is this guy's punchline? I hope he closes strong. He says, with election season rapidly approaching, more and more Americans are realizing that Trump is the only person who can reliably be counted on to save America. Time is of the essence. Good. He's closing on a point here. The window of opportunity to save the nation is rapidly closing. Right. Trump is the only person who can change America's direction and slowly save this dying nation. Mr. Hakim is an attorney and columnist, and he's been published in the American Thinker, Daily Caller. He's a guest on OANN, and he's been on the Alan West Show and Real America's Voice. So he's a good guy, and that's a very well-written essay. And in one of his recent, let's go back to the President Trump, to his thread, one that I didn't get a chance to read to you yesterday, which was a message from Donald Trump. He said at the end of the message, if we don't win this election, I don't think America can survive. That's really, this is a guy who's always optimistic, always taking the positive, hopeful view. He said, if we don't win this election, in other words, if we don't put Donald Trump back behind that resolute desk, the most optimistic American of all, Donald Trump, thinks America won't make it. Ouch. All right. Time is of the essence, as author Hakim just pointed out. All right. Let's find another post from the president. And here's a black American named James Craig, a police chief who knows real leadership. It looks like Donald Trump. Let's see if we can get a little audio from him. Let's see what he says. This is a black American police chief. I hope they've got a video clip of him. This is at the Daily Caller, which is Tucker Carlson's website. Or it was created by Tucker Carlson. And I don't have a clip. Sorry, folks. But I have him writing. We'll come back to that right after this break.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
And I go by many names also. Some people know me as Hope. Some people know me as the voice that you hear when you loosen the noose on the rope. And you know how I know that I'll prosper? 'Cause I stand here beside you today. I have stood in the flames that cremated my brain, and I didn't once flinch or shake. So coward the man I've become, when I sing from the top of my lungs, that I won't retire or stand in your fire, inspired I make to be strong. And when I am gone I will rise, in the music that I left behind. Ferocious, persistent, immortal like you, we're acclimated to different sides.
Right, so it's something from our astute producer, Mike, and for our appreciation. And let me close here I'm closing with this guy. I think this illustrates how strong Donald Trump is, how much of an appeal he has to America. I'm closing with this man, James Craig. And I haven't played a single clip of Donald Trump today, and shame on me for that. James Craig has been a police chief. He was the chief of police in Detroit from 2013 to 21. Chief of police in Cincinnati, Ohio. Chief of police in Portland, Maine. And at one time, fill out the picture, he was a cop in Los Angeles. And born in Detroit, Michigan. And he is right now. What kind of age does he have? He was a Democrat. But then along came Donald Trump. And he's either 66 or 67 years old, James Craig. But here's what he writes. Listen to this. He says, I've seen every kind of crime, every kind of loss. I know what makes communities strong and what breaks them. I've seen despair and I've seen hope. I know what makes streets safe. I know what happens when violence runs rampant. One thing I know for sure, leadership makes all the difference, and that starts at the top. And then who's he talking about? He's talking about Donald Trump. This is a black American who's had that same epiphany. Yet nearly 3 years after President Trump left office and left America great, President Joe Biden has managed almost miraculously to reverse his achievements. Now, instead of an American revival, we witness city police departments struggling to hire enough recruits. And he says, I'll go down to the end because we're running out of time. We are out of time. Which is exactly why I, alongside millions, want President Trump to serve as President of the United States again. And so we'll kind of leave with that thought. And James Craig, ex-police chief, Detroit, Cincinnati, Portland, Maine, L.A. cop. So look at the appeal of Donald Trump. And imagine how much heat James Craig must take for jumping ship from the Democrat Death Star. So we'll end with that thought. And see you all in our next show, which is going to be on Tuesday after Labor Day. See you here in the Trump Clubhouse.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.